All right, good morning, golfers. Welcome to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me on this somewhat, I'd say, frost delay. Woody, would you say Saturday, October 19th, 2013?
I don't think it was a frost delay, but it's close.
It's pretty close.
We're getting close to frost delays.
My in-studio is always a good friend of mine and always a pleasure to have in studio is co-owner of Pete's Golf Shop, Woody Lashin. It is. The winter is upon us, my friend.
Winter is not upon us. The best time, the last couple of weeks, I've been the best for golf. If you
yes.
could play,
yes. If you could play,
I mean, the conditions are the best. The weather's beautiful.
Yes. Yeah, fall golf in the Northeast is beautiful if you can get out there during the day and do it.
I mean, we'll have a good month of November for golf this year.
All right,
gotta stay positive.
I like your optimism, my friend. I like it.
Gotta stay positive.
Our guest today is one of the best in the business, someone who has always been very good to me, is the Golf Channel travel insider, Matt Ginella, great guy and the consummate professional. So we look forward to talking to him today, but we're going to take a short break. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
The Long Island Golf Association is a nonprofit organization of 81 private and public clubs. The LIGA conducts 15 championships annually and works closely with the Long Island Caddy Scholarship Fund. The scholarships are granted to young men and women who are employed at member clubs. For more information on how you can participate in a championship, or if you'd like to donate your time as a volunteer, please call the LIGA at 516-746-1015. That's 516-746-1015, or visit us at www.longislandgolf.org. Is your inspection due? Are you tired of listening to that noise your car is making? If you're looking for a reliable shop to service your car, try A1 Action Auto for all your car service needs. A1 Auto is a New York State certified shop, and owner Ed Terabile has over 25 years of experience. A1 Action Auto is conveniently located off Sunrise Highway in West Islip, so pick up the phone and call A1 Action Auto at 631-321-4242. That's 631-321-4242.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. In studio is co-owner of Pete's Golf Shop, Woody Lashin, and on the line is Golf Channel travel insider Matt Ginella. Matt, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks as always for having me.
Are you, let me ask, do you know where you are? Do you wake up in a new place every time, or do you have to check your itinerary to make sure?
There are a lot of days, honestly, where I do wake up and I have no idea where I am.
Oh boy.
And, most recently it actually happened when I was at home. I was like, I'm not waking up by an alarm. That means I'm slept through an alarm. I'm late for something. I might have missed a flight. Where am I? There's an all-white wall I was looking at. I was dazed and confused.
Just short of jumping out of bed and breaking your toe, kind of a moment, right? That's for sure.
I guess that means you spend more time on the road than you do at home.
Yeah, that's it. The actual true definition of a home is something that I don't necessarily have right now. I'm actually in Indianapolis this morning.
What's going on there? What do you prepare? Are you allowed to talk about what you're preparing for? Or?
Well, let's just keep it between us. Okay. I'm going to hang out with Ted Bishop, the president of PGA of America, down here and visit his golf course and actually end up at the Broncos Colts game on Sunday night. So that's going to be a treat.
Nice.
That should be a good game.
Yes.
If you're a Broncos fan.
I think I'm a huge football fan, and the best thing for me is I have Andrew Luck on my fantasy team, and I have Demaryius Thomas on my fantasy team.
Oh.
So I'm going to be on both sides of the ball. Just rooting for a high-scoring game.
That should be a good game. Let's talk a little bit about your transition. You know, when we first talked to you, you were doing your work at Golf Digest and doing it well and as a senior travel editor there, and then you made the transition to from GD to GC. I guess it was really only a consonant, really. But how was the transition for you?
Oh man, where should we begin? This is going to be borderline a therapy session for me.
We're happy to help.
Please guys. No, I think I guess I'm about 10 months into this, and from print to broadcast is so much more than just a continent. I'll tell you, I've been humbled and blown away by just how hard live TV is. Really, it's unlike anything. You know, I had been on TV for spot starts and been interviewed, but when you're coming on a program and you are sit in for a segment and someone asks you questions about what it is that you know, that's actually turns out that's not very difficult. You just get to you get to talk about what you know. To be on a show in this format, say Morning Drive, in which, you know, we talk about Broadway, how impressive it is for Broadway actors to go out and do a performance every night and give it their all for X number of hours, and night after night. But they've got the same script every night. They're saying the same words, singing the same lyrics. In Morning Drive, we start with a blank slate every morning. and sometimes we look at each other like, okay, here we go.
Right.
All you have is what you know, and you have each other. And there's a whole, you know, big chunk of support staff behind you, and it's an amazing experience. And by the way, you're waking up at 4 a.m. and, you know, prepping the day before. It's like being in a washing machine, and it never stops. The cycle never stops.
So I guess it's really critical that you gel with your people that you're on with, obviously, right?
If
you don't get along with Damon, you're in a lot of trouble when the lights come on.
Yeah, it's not necessarily critical, except for unless you're talking about something that is successful. It's critical in order to be successful that I think that we all get along and we respect each other, and eventually, by virtue of the schedule and the demands on each other, you gel. I mean, you do. There's just no other way around it. I consider them all new friends. And Damon and I have known each other for 10, 12 years going back to Sports Illustrated, and we were running in some of the same circles in New York. And, I mean, he's just as kind of a human being as you might imagine. And, you know, Charlie and Holly and Gary, these guys are very good at what they do. And they bring it every day, and it's very inspiring. And they've been great to guys like Damon and I who are making this transition. It makes it a lot easier. And Lauren Thompson, by the way, is by far the sweetest person I've ever met or worked with. She's in there an hour earlier before everybody else. She's the consummate professional and just does her job, void of any ego, and just she's fantastic.
Yeah, we actually had her on. I think was it last year?
Last year, yep.
Yeah, and she was really great. She was give us a lot of real good insight into what it was like to kind of go into that world for her.
Yeah, she's the best.
Yeah,
she's been helpful to me too as well.
No, she definitely has that warm personality. She when I was talking to her offline, just getting her situated when we would figure out when we were going to do the show. But she was maybe other than yourself, maybe the most helpful person in terms of, you know, scheduling and being like whatever you need or can we do it then or that. You know, she was really a pleasure to work with. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, and that's it. What you see is what you get. I really don't see any change from any of the people on that show, from who they are on the show to who they are in real life. And that I think is also important. I don't think, you know, you can't really fool the viewer. You know, when people say just go on and be yourself, you really are going on and you're being yourself. And Now the question is, how far can being yourself take you?
Well, on our little radio show, that's what we try to do.
Well, that's all we got, right? I mean, that's all we got.
That's all I got. I got no future being an actor.
Yeah, no. I don't have the time nor the energy to be a different person. So that's my guest is Golf Channel Travel Insider, Matt Ginella. We're going to take a short break. When we're back, we have more from Matt Ginella. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Terry Landscaping is an award-winning designing, building, landscape firm serving Long Island for over two decades. Located in Brightwaters, we are owner-operated and proud of the superb relationships we maintain with our customers. The services we provide will ensure that all phases of your project will be completed to your satisfaction. Contact us at 631-968-4882. That's 631-968-4882 to learn more about how we can transform your property into something of beauty and lasting value.
It's here at last, golf season. South Shore Golf in Oakdale presents Mega Demo Day on Monday, June 13th, 4 to 8 p.m. at the Timber Point Golf Course. You'll have the opportunity to hit new clubs for 2011. TaylorMade, Ping, Titleist, Cobra, Mizuno, Callaway, and Nike. Make sure you get down here for your chance to win a brand new TaylorMade R11 driver. Whether you play golf or you're just learning, how about getting fit for clubs by their professional and certified staff? Also, a PGA trade-in value for used clubs to be applied for new products, so bring those old clubs down. South Shore Golf also specializes in golf club repair, re-gripping, and PGA golf instruction. They will not be undersold. They will match all local prices. For more information, call South Shore Golf, 631-563-2025, 631-563-2025, or check them out online at southshoregolf.net. Heading out east? How about a quick and easy stop for all your golf needs? Let South Shore Golf take your game to the next level.
All right, we're back. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia, and my name's Woody Lashin. We're here with Matt from the Golf Channel. Matt, I actually have a curious question to you. I have a few friends that have done some stuff with print, and then they got to on TV, and they noticed tremendous difference when they walked down the street. When they were doing their print writing, nobody knew who they were, and you know, then if you sign Matt Ginella, okay, they oh, hey, it's Matt Ginella. But when you walked in the door, they didn't know who you were. And all of a sudden, now you walk in the door. Does everyone know who you are when you walk through the door at the club you're going to go, play golf at?
Starting to happen, I would say, a little more now, just in the last couple months. I think, as you may have noticed, if you go into any golf course or any pro shop or any 19th hole, generally the part of the wallpaper is Golf Channel. It's on in 15,000 golf courses around the country.
Yeah.
And then you also get people from all over the world watching the Golf Channel. It's a big network, and I think part of being a print writer, part of being a print journalist, is that you're not supposed to be a part of the story. You're supposed to let people, you're supposed to let the story, you're supposed to be the casual observer, the sort of the person behind the story. And that's not necessarily the case on TV. The medium does, it is a significant change from being a print journalist to a TV journalist. It's not to say that you're bigger than the story when you're on TV, but as a presenter of the content, you are a bigger part of how the story comes out and is portrayed. It's a difference, and I'm learning about that as well. I going back to what we were talking about before the break, which is, all you have is just be yourself. Well, that's the case when I'm out on the road, and I it's a good reminder when people come up and say, hey, enjoy your work, or hey, you're the guy, or and it's sort of weird because sometimes people come up to you and they automatically assume, you know them because they feel like they know you, and you're like, do I know this person? And you're like, oh, maybe I've met them, but I'm getting used to it now, and now I realize, I'm always on, and that's the thing that's important to remember in this industry is whether the red light is on, or whether I'm representing Golf Channel at a golf course, or whether I'm just representing my own brand. Anywhere, wherever I am, you're on, and you have to remember that. And I do now, and it's not, there's no, when I'm anywhere, in the world of golf, this is all I've got, and I take it very seriously.
It's amazing how many people actually forget that. It's easy for a Maginella, a Damon Hack to be on all the time, but it's not so easy for a lot of people who don't seem to get that.
But I think, again, going back to what we're saying is it's not much of an effort for me to remember, to be myself.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
As long as that's the case, then it's not actually much of an effort. It's just a good reminder, that, we all have our our good days and our bad days, and we hit our good shots and bad shots, or we're sometimes well rested and sometimes we're overtired. But I just know that when I leave, this morning when I leave my hotel room, I just got to be on, and being on for me is just remembering that this is the good life. This is what I've worked for. This is amazing. I can't believe this is my job. And don't take things for granted, and look around and realize so many people have so much more in terms of struggles and hardships than anything I'll ever. And I'm always wanted to try and be an entertainer, trying to give somebody. My goal in life professionally was always to try and give people a relief from some of what they're going through, and that's what sports is. And I always want to get paid to follow sports, and to be a part of that world. And that's what golf is for so many people. So that's just it. As I want to make sure I remember who I am and what I'm out to do, and that is to tell people where to go, make sure they're making the right decisions. Maximizing and being most efficient with the amount of money that they've squirreled away for their four day golf trip. With their friends, all that kind of starts lining up, and that's what I'm here to do.
Do you get feedback? Do people write in and say, "Hey, Matt, I went where you told me to go, and it was great," or I've gone to this place, it was great. Maybe you should go check it out. Do you get feedback like that?
Oh yeah. Probably. I would say 80% of my feedback is, "Can I have your job?" or "Can I be your intern?" or And then the other 20% is usually it, there's a lot of sharing of information. As you guys know, in the world of golf, if you go somewhere and it's you had a great time, what do you immediately do? You call all your best buddies and you say, "Guys, we've got to go back. You should check this place out. This was an amazing experience. I can't believe how much I got for the amount of money I paid." That feeling right there is what I generally have when I go to these places, and the buddies that I'm telling is as many people as I possibly can, whether it be on air, on Twitter, via Instagram. I want to inspire the next group if it works for them. Again, I always specify, Bandon Dunes is perfect for the guys that I play golf with. It's not perfect for everybody. There are no carts. It is a lot of walking. There's nothing else but golf. If you're the Myrtle Beach kind of guys who kind of use golf as an excuse to travel, and then you want to go out and have a crazy amount of nightlife and kind of really get away and be collegial about your evenings, awesome. That's at Myrtle Beach. That's not going to happen at Bandon Dunes. That's in Vegas. That's not at Bandon Dunes. And that's a big difference. You can't just tell everybody, go to Bandon Dunes. The nightlife is going to be crazy. No, the nightlife is drooling on yourself and hoping the guy you made it back to your room and to your pillow.
Yeah. Well, Bandon Dunes sounds like my kind of place.
Yeah.
Let me barely make it back to the bed to crash and sleep for a few hours and get up and do it again.
Exactly.
As long as it's all golf. I'm actually curious, do you get to play all these golf courses that you go see? And if you do, are you just joining like three other guys? How do you get to do that?
I am playing. In TV, I play, at Digest, I would play all 18 holes. And because of that, a lot of the places I'm going for Golf Channel, I've already played the golf courses. If I go with Golf Channel, the schedule is much different. It takes a lot longer to play four holes with Golf Channel. You know, it takes 2.5 hours to play 4 hours with the Golf Channel because of the moving of the cameras and the setting up of the situation. And I generally play a lot with the head pro or a local celebrity, someone who is passionate about that area, that destination, someone who knows that golf course, say, better than I do. So then it becomes their opinions, their thoughts, their passion about that place as opposed to mine. So it's a little bit different with TV than print, but in general, at the very least, I'm taking a tour of the golf course as well.
So you're the guy backing up the golf course, basically. Is that what you're saying? Is a slow play?
Well, of course, I'm the knucklehead.
You're the knucklehead, right?
Like I said, I am who I am.
2.5 hours for four holes. Let me tell you, I got a big problem.
It was
now.
Just slow play. It was just slow play month last month at Golf Channel.
We let people go through. We get off the
spot. Yeah, well, speaking of that, we're talking about growing the game. Everybody's trying to grow the game, and I wanted to get your insight into it, just because you're a person who has been in the business as long as you've been in and has traveled around the country and the world, even really to some extent. Are there issues that just everybody's saying? Is there a solution out there that no one's talking about? Is this slow play? Is it to some extent window dressing? Are we just a niche sport that is just going to expand and contract with the economy? And, all this slow play business is just, talking heads talking. I just wanted to get your opinion on everything.
There was a lot in there.
I know, sorry.
you have 3 minutes.
You have
3 minutes. And you're really testing me on this new, this new medium that I'm supposedly trying to master.
You stumped him, Anthony.
No, I think that, trying to slice it up and make sense of it. I keep coming back to... There's a cultural difference between the way the game is played and used in Scotland and Ireland compared to the way we've built and used the game in America.
Yes.
And I'm I've been to Ireland and Scotland both places this year, and I was again reminded about that culturally they don't have basketball and baseball and football and soccer. They have soccer, but there's not a lot of competitive venues for kids at an early age in terms of an athletic outlet, and we have all of that here. So that's one major fundamental difference.
Mm-hmm.
Over there, golf is used at an early age. It's very much what people do with their friends, with their families, as kids being dropped off the golf course. We used to sort of have that. Eventually, I think there is a flaw in our architectural attitude towards the game. Bigger, longer, harder, forced carries. There's so much about the courses we play that is off-putting to a beginner. To a beginning golfer, whether kids or middle-aged or men, women, I do think that what's happening now is a lot of in 6-7 straight years of more course closures and course openings. I think that what architects are doing now, if you talk to a lot of them, they're going back and they're making renovations to the courses that have been built from the late 80s through to early 2000s, and the changes that they're making are things that make sense. The game needs to make a little more sense. from a time standpoint, from a cost standpoint. Environmentally, there are going to continue to be more challenges. Water costs are not going down. They're going up. Grasses are the good news is, and there is a light at the end of all this tunnel, is all the changes that are being made to the game now, and you say talking heads just talking, grow the game. Well, it's important that people are talking at least, you know, and slow play. It's important that that becomes a subject so it focuses people's attention on, wait, what can we do to make this make more sense? And that's all happening. Economically, laws of supply and demand, those changes are happening. Green fees are coming down. Golf courses are becoming easier. People are playing faster. You know, that's because that's what has to happen. And this is a business, and businesses make changes because they have to. You know, golf courses, look at Trump. Look what happened at Sea Island. Look at all the golf courses. Look at what happened at Greenbrier. All the golf courses sort of got out over their skis with their business plan, have been bought up by people who get it at a lot less money than what was spent, or they get it for they get it for pennies on the dollar. That allows them to make the necessary adjustments to the business model that makes it fundamentally sound, more affordable, more accessible. Those are the changes that are happening. That's the good news.
Right. I agree. Yes, I agree that these are good changes. I just, and I guess part of me just wants to be the changes to be good for the game of the golf, for the game of golf, and for the people who love and cherish the game and enjoy the game, and instead of this constant trying to reach and expand the market type of thing, or make the pie bigger type of thing, let's make it better for those who love the game and are going to play it no matter what.
Yeah, but and again, I think that's inevitable.
Right.
That's inevitable because those are the masses. And if you think about how did Mike Kaiser, on the southwest coast of Oregon, in the middle of nowhere, in a town called Bandon, on a gorse-choked coastline, create the number one golf destination in America in less than 20 years?
Right.
America has been hosting golf. America has been building golf courses and resorts for over 100 years.
Right.
And in less than 20 years, he has four of the top 20 public courses in the country and the number one golf resort in the country in less than 20 years. How and why? Because he stayed focused on the masses. He decided that, while everyone else, the Chambers Bays and the Erin Hills and all these other places who are looking like, how can we get a U.S. Open? How can we get one tournament that will ultimately,
define you
and define my ego?
Right.
Instead, what he did was say, if you look at a big pie chart, when everyone else was chasing the littlest little sliver within that pie, that 2% of professional golfers, Mike Kaiser decided, I'll go after the other 98%,
right,
or the 99%,
sure,
and build golf courses at 6,900 yards from the tips that make sense to the avid amateur. And you know what? He hired architects who build golf courses that people like to play and then come back to and play again and again and again. And that's why he has the number one golf resort in America.
Well, Matt, we're just about out of time, and I just want to thank you again for always being a friend of the program, for coming on the show, and thank you for your insight.
I always appreciate it, buddy. Again, honestly, I've appreciated the support, so thank you for everything, and look forward to the next time.
You got it. Thanks a lot, Matt.
All right, take care, guys.
Take care. All right, that was Matt Ginella, Golf Travel Insider. We have to take a short break. We'll come back. We'll finish things up. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Pete's Golf. Since 1979, Pete's Golf has been practicing the art of club fitting and has been selected as a top 100 club fitter by Golf Digest magazine. At Pete's Golf, we use the best technology available to create an exceptional fitting experience for every customer that walks into our store. Visit petesgolf.com or call 516-248-6891. That's 516-248-6891 and get your next set of clubs fit for you.
ABC 123 Golf. ABC123 Golf is a summer program developed by Mike Wade, PGA. ABC123 Golf offers instruction, practice, and play activities designed to give juniors the necessary knowledge and experience to become lifelong golfers. Improving the playing ability of the junior golfer is our primary objective. In addition, ABC123 Golf stresses the concept of total youth development throughout the program. Please visit abc123golf.net or call us at 516-385-9294. That's 516-385-9294.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. We're way out of time here, but Woody, thank you for coming on. Thank you for being in studio today, and really appreciate your support.
Thanks for having me, as always.
All right, folks, that's it. Thank you for the pleasure of your company. Play golf this week. We'll talk to you next week.
The views expressed in the previous program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.